In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A world away from us in Tuscany, in our dear mother house of Gucigliano, they are several hours ahead of us in the preparation of fireworks. I have attended many fireworks shows throughout the United States, and I have never seen a show as great as that one that is put on in Gricigliano. And we may well say that it is well tied to the prayers we offer up for our nation today. For today, we, the Institute, give to our nation a very great gift indeed, a gift sent from on high, the gift of priests. Today, in Florence, 7 priests were ordained for Holy Mother Church by His Eminence Cardinal Burke, among them, 4 Americans. Truly, no greater gift could be given to our nation than to offer them ministers of God, dispensers of the sacraments of Christ, for the conversion of our nation. For as American Catholics, we must never forget that this is what the virtue of patriotism means for us. We know full well that America is not a Catholic nation. We trace its history, and also the history of the Catholic Church in America. We know that there has always been a great struggle for the Catholic Church to maintain its Catholic identity. Always a fear by holy popes of the past centuries, that is, especially the 19th century, that the Catholic Church in America might become an American Catholic Church, independent from Rome. In warning against this, however, those same holy pontiffs nevertheless commended the virtue of patriotism, assuring Americans that there was nothing wrong with loving their country. We must remember, however, that if patriotism is a virtue, for us who live the life of grace, it must be a supernatural virtue. To love someone or something is to wish good upon that thing or person. And to love our country as Catholics is to desire for our country its supernatural good, not just its peace or economic prosperity, but its conversion to the true faith, that it may at long last be the fulfillment of that dream of the Holy Sovereign, Queen Isabella, so many centuries ago, that this new world would one day entirely belong to Christ. And why cannot this dream become a reality? If we consider the mighty patroness we have over this land, Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, the very same patroness whom the Institute of Christ the King has claimed for its own. Let us then today, especially in our Holy Rosary, implore blessings from heaven through the intercession of our Immaculate Queen, that those in this country who are in error may be brought to the fullness of the truth. Let us pray especially at this time, too, for courage on the part of our leaders, imperfect men and women, whom we have voted into office, or in some cases voted against. So much good fails to be accomplished in our country today due to the cowardice of our leaders. This is especially true with the cause of life. This very week, one senator dedicated to life declared quite openly that he has always been thwarted in furthering the cause of life in the U.S. Senate because the leadership, frankly, never wants it to come to a vote in such a way that it would succeed. They prefer always that it simply be put up for show so that they can at least say that they made an effort. Yes, we must pray for courage, for if our nation does not convert from the evil which is permitted within these shores, surely there will be a divine reckoning. Placing our hope, then, in Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, let us pray for the conversion of all Americans to the true faith of Christ, in which alone we find salvation. Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, Patroness of the United States, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.